Eurovision, Ireland's number one Eurovision podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Eurovision podcast. You are now listening to part two of our finale recap. We have already uploaded part one. If you haven't listened to that, make sure to go give it a listen. And we will head into the next part of the episode where we will be talking about more of our opinions on what happened in the finale and our general opinions on the show itself.
I know we kind of said we'd touch on the top 10, but it would feel amiss not to discuss Finland. It come out in 11th, lads. 108 in the public, 88 in the jury.
Guys, as someone who was in the arena for all three live shows, she is the biggest victim of having no audience noise. Every single time she performed, the audience, it was the only act that audiences were screaming, singing, shouting for before she even got on stage. Like when they were putting up her stuff, when she was waiting to sing, like you heard the audience the entire time. She got the biggest reaction from the crowd. I can't believe it's such an injustice that you don't get that from the telly.
Yeah, no, agree. Same with the arena. Like one of the best reactions of the night. Everyone was on their feet shouting "E come in." So I'm shocked. Yeah, the televote, like overall ninth, only 108 points. Like that's just crazy to me. Jury 11th, 88 points. So like you can understand maybe jury not leaning into it as much, but I thought it would be a certain top five of the televote, 100%. So strange.
It was but actually 10th in the jury as well, like when you think of it.
Yeah, joined.
So come 10th,
yeah.
Like, and then 9th in televote, and then not to land on the overall top 10.
I'm interested with you, Lou, though, because like you liked the song, but you were never like in love with it and seen it as a potential winner.
Mm.
How did you feel about it, you know, going into the final, really, and after the performance? Like, did you kind of think it definitely would be at least top 10? Or
yeah, like, as someone who was more warm to it, we'll say, than others, like, I definitely liked it. But I never was like, I think Finland could win. Mm-hmm. But, like, I do think falling outside the top 10 is an injustice for this. I still, like, would have been very much on this train of top 10, if not top 5 still, like, you know. But then, I don't know, like, again, could we get our tinfoil hats and say 108 in the public is a very good, respectable televote, but it's not a winning televote. And is that Eurofan bubble, like, being just more into the song than the general public? Did the general public either not get the package as much or not like the package as much? You know, like, the Eurovision fan community is definitely not representative of the European general viewing community. So I don't know, maybe it's just a difference in how it was perceived. Maybe the running order was a bit early for her. We're used to seeing Erica closing shows, both in UMK and the semi-final, being a really exciting closer. I don't know. But 11th doesn't feel right for this. It's one of the big shocks for me, really, looking at these results, considering she was contending for such a long time. But, you know, Erica's in the Hall of Fame now for just another great Finnish entry. Guys, any other general highlights now outside of the top 11, I suppose, that we haven't touched on? Connor, one of your big favourites, Poland, top right-hand side, thoughts?
Yeah, I thought she'd be top 10 now, but the jury just killed her, lads. Like, she came 24th in the jury, 17 points. Like, that is an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, it's a shocker.
So bad, but, like, the televote rewarded her. We kind of knew the televote would come in thick for her. Sounds really weird. What's in Swan?
Coming clutch.
Coming clutch were there. Yeah. So 7th in the televote for her, but I'm more so delighted with the Irish televote. Our 12 points went to Poland. Thank you, lads. Thank you so much. I know the majority of my points went to Poland, so I'm just delighted that the Irish televoters thought the same of Gaia and, you know, came on our journey with Justina. So it was great. And particularly as well, considering, you know, it's 30 years, we were saying, since she performed in Dublin at Eurovision. So it's nice that kind of Ireland gave her the 12 points. You know, it's a bit of a nice little link there. But yeah, that's my little highlight, that my favourite of the season, my winner of the season, Ireland gave the 12 points too. So love that. Love that so much.
And Poland came like hand in hand with Germany in the running order. And Germany came one place behind Poland in 15th. Alex is our resident Balor stan. What are your thoughts there?
Yes, this is going to be my highlight. I'm so happy. Like, when you look at the split in votes, I just think this is hilarious. Like, 77 from the jury. And I actually even less. Like, they got more in the jury, right, than the public. Am I reading this right?
Yeah, like 3 points, though, different. Yeah, very similar.
Could you imagine saying that to us, Connor? After her little sickness that you were coming
from. That feels very targeted, doesn't it?
And did Marco never recover? No.
here now, lads. Well, after everything that's come out, it's probably for the best. Jesus Christ, that man needs to not talk in that. The Euroclub. Yeah. But anyway,
anyway, bringing it back to Germany, I think 151 points is so good for this song. Like, we obviously, there was a lot of talk about her vocals, if she could pull it off. I did feel the entire time it was always like a little bit of a weak vocal, but she did exactly what she needed to do in order to get those points. I think it's just great. I love to see that there's kind of nearly an equal, basically the same points from the public and the jury, and well deserved. And we mentioned earlier, what was it, when you look at the split, like, some people will do, like Clavdia came lower in both but ended up going higher. Germany actually was the opposite, so they actually came higher in both, but together aggregate came in 15th, even though they were higher in both. So they did so well. Delighted for them. I think the German delegation did a great job, because they obviously took her off the pre-party circuit. Was definitely the right thing to do. I'm sure they worked on her vocals a lot. I thought the package was really good. I loved how they staged it. Loved when the moment where she takes off the jacket and throws it in. I just thought that was really fun, and like made it feel like much more of a concert. And we got some audience shots as well, which was good. I thought the prop was cool. I liked, I just thought they did as much as they possibly could to maximize those points. A highlight for me, 77, getting more from the jury. Who would have thought? You, Connor.
I'm actually really shocked, though, that, you know, this is one of the songs, I think it's the only song that is charting in Ireland.
Love it.
And the amount of Irish people that I have heard of, like, love this song, but we didn't give it any points. It came 11th in our televote.
Oh.
It's crazy when that kind of works out, that, you know, Irish people are listening to the song, obviously streaming it, getting it to the charts. People are talking about it. So many locals. I know Henry from News Talk loved this song so much. He wanted it to win. But yeah, we didn't. The televote didn't give it any points overall. 11th overall. Just an interesting, you know, how things work out overall. But Lee, what did you think of Germany?
Oh,
finish.
Lads, I've been such a Germany hater in general. Loved the staging for this so much. This is one of my stagings of the year. Maybe just largely because, like, I wasn't expecting, or I didn't really know what they were going to do, I guess. But oh my God, I loved it so much. Like, the nightclub feel just really appealed to me. I was like, we're in Berlin, we're in a nightclub, and we're all bopping, and it's great. And I just felt like it was choreographed to a T. Every bit of movement, like meaningful movement, you know, everything had a purpose. I loved the bit of interaction she had with her brother. Connor, I feel like it was you and I. There was someone I was chatting with where we said,
say it was you and I on the stage, like that. Brother and sister.
Well, you know, we're not escaping the sibling allegations. karaoke maybe. But what was it? Oh yeah, we were saying, like, the way Tina came down, they kind of swapped. He went back up. She came down onto the B stage. First of all, there was great movement on the stage, but it was almost, you know, like, and God love Emmy, like, I'm really, like, happy with her as a rep. And, like, you know, I was so disappointed for her NQ. But, like, we've all said, like, the main issue was how static our performance was. And if we could have had Emmy coming down, if she could have swapped with her brother and got him up onto the rocket or whatever, Germany nearly showed how we maybe could have done that with the way we had our prop and that. Just thought that was kind of an interesting point to raise. Also, in terms of the points, Alex, you were talking about 74 and 77. And when you look at the split, like, Germany got 151 in 15th. And in 16th was Lithuania at 96. And that's a big jump. And you can nearly see with that top 15 in the final, they were all the contenders. And it was kind of the bottom 10 were left with the scraps below 100 points overall. So Germany made it into that successful pack of breaking 100 points, which I think it's great. Like, I didn't love the German selection, what they did this year, but they were so lucky to have this entry come through. ultimately, and this is the kind of sound I want the Germans to bring from now on, please. Another quick highlight for me is second to last, but our little island nation of Iceland, love those lads so much. I loved how much they celebrated the 33 televote points. Like, just a fantastic attitude. Such great lads. I'm so happy they got into the final and represented Iceland there. I thought they did such a good job of the performance. They were with so many of the big players in the final, and I felt they stood out really well in the running order. I kind of understand the zero jury points. I don't support it, but I understand it to a point why they didn't make it into jurors' top tens. But I'm so happy that they were there. And fun fact, I very recently found out one of the brothers voiced Nemo in the Icelandic dub of Finding Dory, which I just think is gas given their whole entry is about a boat. So they should have featured Nemo somewhere.
Don't touch
staging.
The butt. Don't touch the butt.
What is it? 32 Wallaby Way, Sydney, whatever it is. Yeah, I loved Iceland so much and delighted to see them up there in the final. Lads, what do we make the UK? Like, what the hell just happened? Remember Monday. Zero. Another zero in the televote.
It was kind of
the UK.
I can't say it wasn't. Yeah, it was so predictable. Yeah. Like,
I think
the song
we all were saying that it could potentially come top 10 in the jury, but like bottom five with the televote.
And it did come top 10 in the jury, did it?
Joint top 10, like we were saying, the tiebreaker somehow, but they did come 10th in the jury overall.
That was very
points.
Predictable, yeah.
And they got 12 points as well from
Italy
as well, so from the mouse.
From the machine.
Yeah. But then, yeah, 0 points with the televote, which was predicted, but, you know, I think the word on the street was that the UK were focusing on that jury this year.
Yeah.
But they just got to strike that balance of you've got to go for both. You can't be playing it safe with one.
Especially when you're an automatic qualifier and you can rely on the jury, it feels a bit late.
Yeah. So I interesting to see what kind of avenue the UK take next year now. I think this year it was difficult, particularly with the amount of publicity that kind of Ollie got with the post-Eurovision feeling and how, you know, hard it was for him. So maybe Remember Monday was like on a stepping block to maybe potentially go back to that route of, you know, big names. But the girls did a great performance, and obviously 10th of the jury is an incredible result for the UK overall. But yeah, that 0 points still haunts them. But overall, finishing 19th, kind of where we placed them, I think, overall throughout the show. So
glad it's not too surprised, at least.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's not on the girls. Like, the girls did a great job. I actually think it's all down to the actual song. I don't think it was strong. I don't think it's very listenable. Like, if you're not going to play it, then how are you going to vote for it at the same time? Like, I didn't think the staging was that great. Like, it looked modern, but like no. But the girls were fantastic, and like, they were such good sports as well, so I hope that they go on to great things. But yeah, I think it really came down to the song, the staging for me. Sorry, bit of a robbery there for Spain, but whatever.
I was gonna bring up Spain bottom three. Yeah,
that's a bit mad now, but
I think it was deserved personally.
I'm not too surprised, to be honest. Like, I think
it's so dated.
We said it way back when first, and I think, again, we go
gut
back
reaction.
To trusting your gut reaction. We all said that this would come bottom five. Well, I don't know about you, Alex, but bottom five. We were slating this. We were like, Spain, what the hell are you doing? Get your act together. And it came true. Like, this was for the gays, but the gays didn't vote for it.
I grew to love it, like, but it just wasn't the one. It was too dated.
But her, like, the staging, it just did not make any sense either. No. And then the vocal was, like, what are you doing, girl? Like, sing the song.
She slayed.
Like, I love this.
And then, like, Fella nearly dropped her about three times. I'm just like, oh my god.
Our nerves were shot.
Spinning. Yeah. Grew to love it, but can
if you're gonna spin, spin like Gaia.
Yeah, exactly. That's the line, yes. If you're gonna spin, spin like Justina. But yeah, I deserved. I'm not surprised whatsoever by this. But I hope this is the wake up call for Spain now of, like, go back to the good Benidorm Fest songs. Don't be giving up this kind of crap and picking the
Their
songs.
Their broadcaster's too busy being the moral compass at the moment of all the EBU broadcasters.
But it's
going to
be interesting because their head of delegation is now taking over the reference group. And, like, her record is atrocious. But obviously we know she's very pro what we stand for ourselves. So it's great to see that kind of hopefully that's her main focus now, sorting out Eurovision. She can leave Spain alone now.
Let someone else pick the songs.
Let Benidorm Fest be Benidorm
Fest. She could fight the other battles.
Exactly. Put out the fires that are worth putting out. Don't be making
she
fires.
She could be the diva we need exactly. with the EBU.
Exactly.
And that's San Marino and last. I mean, you know, I was just happy they were there, to be honest. I'm not
were
mad.
You though? Because it was between them or Theo Evans. Miss
oh,
Lou.
Lads, can we leave Theo Beckett Evans in the national semi final?
Tear in my eye. I love San Marino as well.
One.
Oh, I'm actually just surprised that they came 20th in the televote.
That's
decent for San Marino now. Yeah. And fun fact, this is the first entry from San Marino to make it into the final where the artist has not appeared in Eurovision before.
Yes, I saw that Gabriel somewhere Ponte. On his debut.
Debut where everyone else is.
So he'll come back and win the whole thing. Oh, he just needs to enter some like remix of I'm Blue.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm still, that's still on my head rent
that
free
video
after
came
London.
Up on my TikTok today, actually. Your video. Really weird timing.
Me yelling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love it so much.
The jury gave Iceland 0, but San Marino 9 points for a man pretending to GJ.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway,
let's
sorry.
Let's look at who those were from, actually.
Yeah, we need to know.
There was one jury point from Cyprus, 2 from Albania, and 6 from Italy. I mean, fair. Gabri Ponte, big deal in Italy.
I just, it's more a robbery there for vibe because, like, they were actually doing things. Yeah.
2 points in the televote for Denmark, 45 in the jury. I mean, she took it so well. And she managed to get through with the televote in the semi-final, but she just got a bit forgotten ultimately in the final. Is this just a case of a really loved song that, like, Euro fans loved and it kind of, we felt it deserved to go through the semi-final? She had a lot of love in the season, but then just it wasn't competitive enough in the final.
I don't think the staging was strong at all. Like, I think she was lucky to make it in. And I say that as someone who loves Hallucination. It's one of my favourites of the year. But like, I do think like it's not that far off a Loreen song. But when you watch it, it feels a million miles away from Loreen.
Yeah,
I think their delegation just didn't stage it. And I'm sure a lot of that, by the way, comes down to budget and things that are so out of her control. But yeah, disappointing with 2, but like she had a fabulous voice. So I can see why the jury rewarded her there, because that voice is just, yeah, you can't not reward it, I think, if you're a juror.
Yeah. Malta in 17th.
Oh, they flopped.
8 points
with
in the televote.
Yeah, I thought it might have been the other way around. Yeah. You know, the jury kind of blanking on this, but
probably also suffered from the muted audience a little bit.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Even when you go to the semi-final, like this was near an NQ. You know, it came 9th, 53 points. Australia, 11th, 41. So it was close enough. Like, it wasn't a... this. We were talking about this being a potential winner of Eurovision as a whole way back when it was still Cannes. And just shows you how much of that factor when it's taken out at the essence of it was it just a kind of a middle song.
I did That's prefer the Maltese staging though. Like, I think it was a little bit on the gaudy side for me.
Oh yeah.
In actual Eurovision, it was, I remember at the time just going, it's too red. And maybe there was a bit too much on the stage. I actually was really missing that cutesy Sound of Music link.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And interesting, no one was screaming Cant in the arena. Or like in the actual thing. I think because people knew it's not going to get through. So like it was just
point.
Serving. No one was screaming it, which was just interesting. I thought that would be something people... But I suppose they're all super fans, so they know it's not going to... What's the point?
Yeah.
So annoying. Stop muting the audience who are paying to be there. It's a live show. Let the live show come through. Norway in 18th. Solid result.
Solid.
Netherlands 12th, Latvia 13th, but making the left-hand side.
Latvia did very well in their semi, didn't they? Came second.
Yeah, and then like really low down in the televote in the final, interestingly. Do you know what I mean? 42 in the televote in the final.
Weird how things work out. Yeah. Should we talk about Ireland?
We shall.
And kind of focus on the semi-final too, specifically, obviously, finishing 13th out of 16th. Places joint points with Serbia and Georgia, which has obviously got more points overall, higher points across the board to finish 13th. Quite a long way away from qualifying, 51 points qualified Armenia in 10th place. Ireland obviously finishing with 28 points. I think we said it on our live stream, Lou, that we were kind of predicting a 13th place.
I can't remember, but that sounds right. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, it didn't feel like we had come in 11th, but it didn't feel like we were last. So, yeah, that would be about right. 13th place. And actually, this is the first time I'm fully seeing our breakdown of 7 from the UK, 6 from Malta, 4 Latvia, 2 Luxembourg, Lithuania, Finland, Denmark, Australia, and then 1 from rest of the world. We did have friends in the semi-final, but they didn't vote for us.
Yeah.
Strongly enough, ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too surprised myself, to be honest. I just think it's shocking when you see that we got the same amount of points as Serbia and Georgia. It's like, God, it's kind of scary when you look at it. And it's kind of bringing us back down to earth. Obviously, last year we were in the heights of a top 10 finish and, you know, our best result in 24 years. And then this year it's like, right, you're back into that kind of middle 12th, 13th spot in the semi-finals. And it's like,
Eurovision's a fickle beast.
It's like, come on, lads. Like,
I do think a lot of this is down to staging, unfortunately. I do think it was just too static.
Yeah.
And that's been like thrown around that word a lot, but it is so true. Yeah. Like, there was a lot of hype for this right up until, honestly, we saw her rehearsal. Like, even in the odds, the bookies, up until we saw the full rehearsal, she was predicted to qualify. Mm-hmm. And I do think, and even like audience polls were predicting it to qualify, but they are not seeing, you know, the final package on screen. So I do think there is a world where this could have done well, maybe if we had the likes of Sergio Hayen. But yeah, I think for me, unfortunately, it was just, yeah, the staging didn't work, but like her vocals were great. When I look at the two in front of her, so Czechia and Australia, like, they are deservedly ahead. I think they had much better packages, I would say, as performances. When you look at their stagings, definitely more complete, I would say, as a performance when it comes to that aspect. But definitely, like, the song, the performer, Emmy was amazing. The whole team were lovely. But yeah, for me, it really came down to the staging and the staticness of it. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, for sure.
100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. And just looking like at a breakdown of each country, like overall televote, like a lot of countries were having that or have placing us in that 12 to 13 spot. So it wasn't even that we were 11th, you know, nearly getting a point. It just overall, you know, paints a very perfect picture of, I think, how we were feeling overall of, yeah, we probably didn't deserve to go through based on what we were seeing. And I do think, like you said, Alex, it does come down to how static that staging was. And, you know, if she just had a bit of movement, it could have been, you know, the push over really to get us into the final. But yeah, ultimately, and I'm just, it kind of gives me, I don't know about you guys, but it really gives me that kind of push now for next year of like, God, we really need to get back on the streak of things. Like, we can do it. Mm. We can do it. And yeah, I'm just like, come on, light that fire in my stomach for 2026. yeah, but that's Ireland. We'll come back to it, I'm sure, as we do on this podcast all the time.
What should Ireland do next? Question every single year. Any final thoughts, lads, on Eurovision 2025 before we kiss it goodbye?
I just want to go through some things that, like, I predicted just really briefly, like nearly a quick fire. What did I get right and what did I get so wrong? I did predict Azerbaijan would come last in their semi-final. I thought that was one of the worst performances of the year. I actually didn't mind the song too much, but the vocal was shocking, unfortunately. Particularly, he does like a big long note at the end. I thought that was not good and a very strange decision. Other than that, I definitely was loving Austria, so really happy to see that do well. In terms of what I got so wrong, I think all of us, no one predicted Portugal out of the three. Like, this wasn't even in our conversation. I think it was brought up nearly as like a bit of a joke on one of our live streams.
I said, like, on one of our episodes, oh, this could be sneaky because Portugal does this recently. And then we all went, nah.
Yeah, like, it wasn't even, we didn't even entertain it. So they definitely have something going on in Portugal that they have that authenticity.
My mum loves this.
Really?
Like, okay. Yeah, that kind of calmer. It must have just had that appeal for people who were like my mum couldn't stand Finland, Malta, thought a lot of them were a bit much and was like, I liked the Portuguese one. So.
And I do wish that they had the lyrics in English like Italy did. I think that would have helped a lot, because the message of the song is actually really nice and beautiful, and actually I think very relatable to Irish people as well, because it's all about, you know, having to leave their island to go and find work. And I feel like that's what a lot of Irish people are doing. But yeah, that was just, I would have never thought that that would happen. Like, they were last in the odds. Iceland. Yeah, an apology to all the Iceland fans, because I was saying I was kind of disappointed by this rehearsal, but they did really well in the end. Italy, Belgium. Belgium, guys. Our little Belgium. Can you believe
it?
I thought this was coming for top 10.
Like, this was like a Brooke kind of result. It was like, what?
What the hell? I would have like, after seeing, do you remember all of the press? People who watch it online, people who are in person, everyone's came out and said that was our biggest growth.
It was our favourite, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Matt, any last thoughts from you guys? They're my kind of just brief quick fire opinions and things I got wrong and right.
I mentioned a lot of mine throughout the top 10, I think, really. Yeah.
I'm surprised you even remember what your predictions was. Jesus, I'm like, what did I even say during Eurovision week? It's crazy to see. But yeah, I think it's Bye Bye Montenegro, possibly Bye Bye Georgia, Azerbaijan maybe on the way out.
Are we going to have a very low amount of competing entries next year?
Well, that factored in with what, you know, investigation carries on through its summer. You know, yeah, we could be looking at a very different Eurovision next year, but I'm sure we'll dissect that further as the summer goes on. Overall, but it's going to be an interesting couple of months, to say the least, of what happens next and what comes out. And, you know, the conversations are clearly happening, and thankfully they are going to happen, and we'll see what kind of scope Eurovision 2026 takes, I guess. But yeah, 2025 season is over. No more.
Third season of the Eurovision podcast.
I can't believe we're going to be entering our fourth season in September. Like, that is scary.
Yeah, lads, when you see the number four appearing, we're not announcing something about, you know, Eurovision, the Irish selection.
Eurosong in the four seasons or something.
Do you remember the, like, theories? People were like, oh, they've said three because it's going to be Jedward's third appearance. And there was like all this.
Oh my God,
stuff.
They're announcing Eurosong as a three arena. Oh my God.
Yes.
Like, it's like, lads, Jesus Christ.
And four provinces of Ireland.
And then the people giving out when we announced our live show, and like, oh my God, they were like baiting us with news. It's like, oh my God, can we not announce our own news?
Can we not announce our announcement?
Exactly. Like, they're like, oh my God, they're teasing the news. Oh my God, like, they teased us with the Eurosong news. It's like, what the fuck did we say? It was Eurosong news. We literally just put up coming soon or like an announcement. Like, people are very sensitive. But yeah, it's crazy. And to think that we kicked off this season of Eurovision with Leo Bleeding Varadkar.
Yeah, jeepers.
And Dr. Matthew, all the way back in September. Like, it's scary to think this season of the podcast has been going on that long.
I know.
And we say it every season, but like, it's mad to think what's happened. But like, we're not done yet. We have a few more episodes to kind of filter out before we kind of take our summer hiatus, as we say. And go on our hollybops or wherever we're going. Take a breather of Eurovision.
Yes, as Connor said, lads, we're not dormant just yet. Plenty of content to come throughout the summer months. Sure, it's the summer holidays. It'd be rude not to. You could be by the pool hanging with the Eurovision podcast or wherever you are spending your halls. So we hope you enjoyed this two-part, really bumper episode of our dissection of the Eurovision Grand Final 2025. Can't believe it's been and gone, but it's been a joy to chat to you here alongside my trusty co-hosts Connor and Alex. Guys, it's dushed. We're ready to move along. Can you believe it?
Thank Jesus. Thank Jesus. I feel like we've been talking about songs for months now, but it's great to move on. And actually, I love this post, because usually this is our season finale, but it's nice to have like a few more weeks of episodes planned that we can kind of talk about anything and maybe things that we wanted to talk about earlier.
Oh, we've so much to squeeze in.
So much to squeeze in, and we've so many plans as well. And then, you know, we take our little hiatus, go on our little summer holidays, whatever we're doing. And then I'm looking forward to the next season already, which is weird. You know, I think it's going to be exciting. But anyway, that's months ahead of us. But
who knows what it will bring.
It's been good. I think we'll talk more about the season overall, though, maybe in the future too, like our highlights of season three of the podcast. But yeah, thank God 2025, we can say good night. God bless. Thanks for watching Europe.
That is it for now, lads. We hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening to part one and part two of this bumper episode. As we said, make sure you're following us everywhere, Instagram, TikTok, X, and wherever you use your social media. Make sure you're following us on wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us along on the Go Loud app, and make sure you give us a rating as well so that other fans, especially Irish Eurovision fans, can find us wherever you get your podcasts. You can, of course, support us on Buy Me a Coffee if you like what we do. buymeacoffee.com/Eurovision. And thanks for all of your support, guys, generally over the season, whether it's been a message, whether we've had a quick chat with you in person. It's been wonderful. We hope all of you guys enjoyed Eurovision 2025 as well. But for now, from myself, Alex and Connor, we're signing off. And all we have to say is
slán go fóill. Should be